Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the Dallas School District continues to stitch together a plan to keep students in storm-damaged areas in class. KRLD's LP Phillips reports the plan so far is holding together.
Seven schools in the Dallas school system were closed when the day started. Two are expected to be back tomorrow as electricity is turned on. To be certain, it's been a taxing time on administrators, teachers, and students as they try to recover from the storm damage while missing as few steps as possible. Superintendent Michael Hinojosa says there have been various stages of change for everyone.
Denial, anger, grief, and acceptance. I had to go through all four of those in an hour. But these kids have been in through all, some of those are in various stages. When they get to acceptance, now the day-to-day grind about how we do this is going to set in.
But for now, things are functioning. For instance, three different schools are holding classes in the Lowe's Fieldhouse. LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And students from Thomas Jefferson High School are spending their first day in a new building. Nearly 1,800 students are now over at Edison Middle School because of damage at Jefferson. One mom says she's glad her daughter's back at school, but they're still dealing with the damaged home.
Their bedroom, all the roof came off, and our living room, our ceiling came down. We don't have, like, part of the roof.
Yeah, it's stressful. Like, it's just stressful.
Thomas Jefferson High School was not destroyed, but it still needs massive repairs before anybody is allowed back in. Edison Middle School shut down last year. It's been used as a training facility for teachers, but starting today, it's being used as a school again.